I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The search for Air Asia Flight 8501 takes on a new dimension as debris is found and some passengers recovered. Let's get started.
With every flight over the debris field today, more pieces of wreckage were spotted, each a potential clue about what happened to Flight 8501. Life vests, luggage, airplane parts, and passengers' bodies. Some of the families saw these pictures on local media before being officially notified that human remains had been found. The shock was overwhelming. Many had still held on to hope these last 2.5 days.
I saw her name on the manifest and wondered if that was really my daughter's. First, I saw my son-in-law's name. I didn't tell my husband because I didn't want him to panic. It was only after I saw my daughter's name and my two granddaughters' names on the list that I told him.
In her grief, she says she can accept what happens, but she wants to know why the plane went down. That search for answers happening right now in the Java Sea. Crews are scrambling to locate primary wreckage from the Air Asia Airbus 320, fuselage, wings, the flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Debris was first located about midday local time by a military aircraft, 60 to 120 miles from the plane's last known position. Crew members first saw what appeared to be the shadow of a plane in the water, then spotting debris, including what they think is an emergency exit door, and some of the passengers. There's now a fleet of ships, military and merchant, Indonesian and international, on the scene looking for more wreckage as crews prepare to bring big pieces of the plane to the surface. The water here much shallower than the Flight 370 search area, but the mission is still daunting.
You're going to have a pretty massive diving operation that would include, you know, recovery chambers. It's going to take some time.
Time to figure out what happened to the flight and time to identify the 162 men, women, and children who lost their lives on board.